This week's Telemark's Campus News Hour editorial focuses on a very decisive issue, the vote of no confidence toward ASCC Director of Student Activities, Holly Bogdanovich. With an extended medical leave, a lack of transparency, walking out of meetings, and failure to guide the ASCC, Bogdanovich, as well as the administration, faces heavy scrutiny by students and Telemark's Campus News Hour. Vic Diaz speaks for the entire Telemark staff.
As students of Cerritos College, we have a voice, and it needs to be heard. Our student government has approved a vote of no confidence against Associated Students of Cerritos College Director of Student Activities, Holly Bogdanovich, due to claims of a lack of transparency and communication. Of course, the only people who know whether or not these claims are true are the ones making them. However, if this is truly the case, it is time for a change. As students, we may not always have the correct sense of direction when it comes to our decision making. This situation does not only affect the student government, but the entire student body as well. Major figures in our student government, including ASCC President Jasmine Ramirez, make the claim that they were not given any transparency by the director as far as what it can or cannot do for the student body. That being the case, doesn't that mean that we aren't receiving all the support we possibly can? We're supposed to trust our student government and believe that its leaders are being taught and trained to do everything in their power to help their constituents, in this case, the students of Cerritos College. Our student leaders cannot do their job if they are not trained properly on how to do it, and that begins at the very top. However, there's no need to grab torches and pitchforks and gather outside the student activities office just yet. It is not just the director of student activities that needs to be held accountable. Our administration needs to be held just as accountable for various reasons. First, for not keeping a closer eye on what is going on within student government, and second, for not holding the director accountable for whatever it is she is being accused of doing, or in this case, not doing. Perhaps if administration had stepped in earlier, there wouldn't be such a conflict between student leaders and the director. Maybe it could have been resolved in a more professional manner, as previously suggested by student trustee Errol Hughes. Granted, Bogdanovich took a 5-month medical leave due to injury, and it is in no one's place to cast judgment on her for doing so. But if students have a claim, there needs to be some entity to listen and assist them. Without some sort of guidance, whether it be in student government or in life, we're all just a bunch of chickens running around with our heads cut off. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
This has been the 14th installment of Telemark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester of 2012 here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Telemark's and news racks located throughout the campus.
We would also like to invite you to log on to telemark.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Telemark's news staff, I'm Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides.
And I'm Managing and Multimedia Editor Lucia Saravia.
Have a great day, Falcons!